Welcome to Changes, dear hearts and beautiful people all over the world. Isn't it a wonder that there are so many of us in so many countries, in so many times, in so many spaces, working on opening our hearts in the eternal, changing, infinite climes of our universe? Welcome.
It's a matter of attitude. So where's friendship? Believe we're made to. So it was interesting listening to some of the quotations from the wonderful wise people of the past, Lao Tzu and Jesus and so forth. I found myself listening, accepting what seemed appropriate to me and rejecting that which seemed not appropriate to me. For instance, in the Beatitudes, which I really don't personally believe that Jesus said, but that were added later to the Bible, when it says that blessed are those who are persecuted in my name's sake, that's an unnecessary thought form anymore to me. It's much more blessed to me to not be persecuted, but to send out light within the joy which is possible for the human race. So to all of the old quotations, the wisdom of the wise ones of the ages, I listened with great respect and hope you did too. But I ask all the time if there is not new knowledge that we can incorporate, what of the ancient world is that from which we can learn, and what of the ancient world is that which we must discard, knowing more now than was possible for most people then. Solomon said there's never anything new under the sun. I don't agree with him. That may be moderately true in some areas of our emotional lives, but I think that there is new knowledge now that was unavailable to me and to you when we were younger. Knowledge that is brand new in the world and that it is ever expanding, the rings of growth echoing down eternity. The rings of growth echoing down eternity. To risk questioning, to probe, to know that when we set up a reality construct, even the one that I at this moment am portraying, it is only to knock it down or to jump over the walls at some future moment in time. Or if there is no time, when we have slipped sideways through some interface, then we will look back at what we are this very moment, and we will see how we fenced ourselves in here or fenced ourselves in there, and we will go always beyond each new construct. How difficult it is for us depends on how much we cling to what we think we know now. We don't want our spiritual selves to be constrained by our financial, political, or emotional selves. We want to incorporate all of it with joy and beauty, and to transform those places where we have anxiety. Not because there is wickedness or guilt in the anxiety, but because it is truly unnecessary when we know who we are. We are the energy. We are the energy. It is all pervasive in every segment of our lives and of everything in our universe. We describe it over the ages in different ways. The language, the vocabulary, and the depth of understanding of how we operate, whether from the language of quantum mechanics or the language of psychedelics or the language of biochemistry or the language of mystics over the ages. We describe it different ways, and we have more and more to describe as we understand it in more depth. If this is truly a dream, an illusion, such as the Buddhists say it is, if we, each one of us, is responsible or collectively responsible for the dream, just as individually we are totally responsible for the dreams that we dream at night, making up each character in the dreams, making up the set and settings, and how we feel emotionally about what we're going through at night. Each one of us responsible for the entire dream that we dream every night. Perhaps we're collectively responsible for this dream. However, while the Buddhists may call it an illusion, there is no way to have illusion unless you also have reality. And so the two come together. And when I knock this board, it echoes over the airwaves to you. I hope that at this moment in time, many of us are on a churchless path, a nameless path. And in that way, we are more open to change. There is no alternative to change. Change is an essence of the energy that we are. How much we resist that change, or how much we are open to it, is some indication of the amount of stress that we experience. Programs in this area, other things that are happening in the movies where it's reaching people on a grand scale, and on television, in books and in music. The very important communication media that appeals to straight to the neurological and muscular bodies that we have, that in all of those we are beginning to know more and more that we are truly without limit, and celebrate where we find ourselves right now, this minute, while you're listening and I'm listening to the words that are coming out of my mouth. This minute, the celebration in these very bodies, at this very time, in this very place, on this very planet, to celebrate what and who we are, and to continually grow and to continually work for the amelioration of those places that we feel as disease within us. Here, this is what we are now, and underneath it, the molecular rainbow flow that surges across the centuries as we create them. We are, on all levels, we are. And what we are, and how we are, and who we are, is subject to growth, to change, and deserves to know its place. And deserves to celebrate ourselves and our planet.
Like a prayer. the sun plant a seed of Amerigold. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.